let's talk about the first semifinal game, which is going to be the Rose Bowl game, kicking off at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's a 2 o'clock local time out in Pasadena. It's on ESPN. It's going to pit the 12-1 Oklahoma Sooners against the 12-1 Georgia Bulldogs. Of course, these two are conference champions, the Big 12 champion Oklahoma and the SEC champ Georgia. And this is the first time that these two schools have ever met on the gridiron. You know, the obvious matchup here is the Georgia defense trying to slow down the Sooners offense and Heisman winner quarterback Baker Mayfield.
That's right. And, you know, also the other matchup is Oklahoma trying to stop that run game from Georgia. The Sooners average 45 a game, and they haven't scored less than 29 in any game all year. Georgia, they only give up 13 points a game, but they haven't faced a quarterback like Baker Mayfield or an offense like the Sooners. And I really don't think Georgia wants to get in a track meet in the Rose Bowl.
Not with Baker Mayfield at quarterback. He's got that Brett Favre-type presence in the pocket. He throws sidearm, underhanded, shuffles it forward, does whatever he has to do. But, you know, he's also shown that he's more than capable of running the football. He had a 54-yard touchdown run in the Big 12 championship game. I think Georgia's going to try and keep him in the pocket and bring pressure, because if he gets out on the edge, he's all kinds of trouble, both with his legs and with his arm. Georgia, they have to control time of possession, because by doing this, you keep Mayfield on the sideline and keep his big playability off of the field. And at the same time, for them to do that, the Dogs have got to get Nick Chubb, Sony Michel, and DeAndre Swift. They've got to get them to establish the run for Georgia.
I think if Georgia's going to win, they have to establish the run. The one game Georgia was down double digits was at Auburn. They were getting beat down, and freshman Jake Fromm couldn't bring them back. It was the one time he had been asked to all year. He's been solid this year, but look, he's much more effective when he uses the play action pass set up by the run game. If Georgia doesn't slow down OU and keep the points to a minimum, I think they're going to be in trouble if it's a high-scoring game.
And Kirby Smart knows that, and Lincoln Riley knows that. Of course, Lincoln Riley, the first-year head coach for the Oklahoma Sooners, he wants that track meet. He wants this thing to become basketball on grass. Kirby Smart, in his second year at Georgia, he knows that he needs to control the time of possession. He knows that he has to play to his defense to win this football game. I think one thing about both these head coaches, obviously Lincoln Riley, first year, got his team in the semifinals. However, let's take into consideration that Bob Stoops left the cupboard fully bare, or fully stocked for Lincoln Riley, not bare. And the cupboard wasn't bare for Kirby Smart, but he had a couple of pieces he needed to plug in after Mark Rick left and went to Miami. And guess what? He's done it. You've got two coaches here that have been at their schools a combined 3 years playing in a semifinal game to go to the national championship game.
Yeah, that's very impressive. And Coach, I want to point out a couple of trends that we've seen the last few years in college playoff games. The offenses have outperformed the defenses. Last year, Alabama and Clemson had great defenses. The final score, 35-31. In 2015, Alabama and Clemson, again, outstanding defenses. The score was 45-40. In 2014, Ohio State beat Alabama 42-35. Both teams had great defenses. Oregon beat Florida State 59-20. The first 3 years of the playoff, offenses put up big points, and even on those great defenses.
These up-tempo offenses, they put a lot of pressure on the defense. Go back to last year, Alabama's defense was on the field for 99 plays in that loss to Clemson. Everyone was talking about Jalen Hurts didn't do this, didn't do that. The only thing Jalen Hurts didn't do last year, he scored too quick. That's the only thing. He should have scored with about 3 seconds left. That's the only thing he could have done. That defense was just gassed, and they couldn't stop Deshaun Watson and the rest of that Clemson offense.
Right, and that Alabama defense had to be one of the top three I've ever seen in college football, but they can't be on the field for 99 plays.
Totally agree with you there. One thing about, we talk about basketball on grass, that's what Oklahoma does. Listen, they have got to feel confident going in and playing another SEC team because they've had success against the SEC recently.
Yeah, they've won four straight. They covered all four. Look, they're one of the great all-time programs. They've won 46 conference championships. That's the most in all of college football on FBS. Georgia, they do good in bowl games. New Year's Day bowl games, going back to 98, they're 9-3. Coach, the betting public's on Georgia. They're banking on that Georgia defense keeping Mayfield in check. They're also banking on Georgia being able to establish the run. Right now, I'm going to wait until game day. I don't have an opinion right now, but I'll put it up on the website at gamedaysportsradio.com. So just look for a Rose Bowl selection. We'll have it posted on New Year's Day around noon.
Okay, well, if they're banking on the Georgia defense keeping Baker Mayfield in check, that's going to be a tough task for the Dogs because Mayfield always seems to find a way to be productive no matter the circumstance. The Sooners' lone loss to Iowa State, that was on the defense, not on Baker and the offense. You don't give up you don't give up 20 points in the second half to a team and expect to win the football game. They were up. The Sooners were up 17. Their defense lost it for him. Mayfield, he'll be a factor in this game, even though insiders say he's been battling a stomach virus the last few days. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's going to be time for the Weber Mortgage Spotlight Game Preview, which is the Sugar Bowl between Clemson and Alabama.